Ibsen's A Doll's House scandalized audiences when it first debuted in 1879. It questioned the very roles of men and women in marriage, with Nora at the end walking out on her husband Torvald and their children with what New York Times critic Ben Brantley calls the door slam heard round the world. But now, more than 130 years later, the door knock heard, well, at least on Broadway, as Nora re-enters, returning after 15 years. She's not exactly greeted with open arms. In A Doll's House Part 2 from playwright Lucas Nath, Nora, played by Laurie Metcalf, returns to ask Anne Marie, the family's longtime maid, played by Jane Houdyshell, to help her get the divorce she never got from Torvald. But Anne Marie, who had a deal with the wake Nora left behind her, is not happy. And a warning, while in 19th century costume, her anger and language is very much modern day.
After all the problems I've already fixed for you, you want me to fix this too? Is that what you're really saying? F*** you, Nora! F*** you! You have zero gratitude! I raised your kids. You should be coming in here. First words out of your mouth should have been, thank you, Anne Marie. Thank you for abandoning your own life and your own child and raising mine so I can go off and do my little thing.
A Doll's House Part 2 has been nominated for 8 Tony Awards, including a Best Actress for Laurie Metcalf and one for Chris Cooper as well. He plays Torvald. They both join us from the NPR studios in New York. Chris, you there?
Yeah, I sure am.
And Laurie Metcalf, welcome to you as well.
Thanks, Robin.
And Laurie, I have to start with you. This character, this outsized character, what did you think when you first considered playing her?
Well, I never got a chance to play Nora. And so when I saw the title of this play, cheekily named by Lucas Nath, the playwright, as Doll's House Part 2, I thought, I bet this has some humor in it, and I bet it also has some real guts to it. And when I read it, it sure did. And I thought, I wanted to reinvent the Nora Helmer that we remember from the original, because this is a Nora now who has reinvented herself, right? Because she's been gone for 15 years having experiences that she never would have been able to have during her marriage to Torvald.
She's an author. And, you know, the humor surprises Chris Cooper because that's a heavy topic, you know, a mother leaving a family.
You would think it's a heavy topic, and it is. It is. But it's looked at through so many different angles, and every angle that you look at it through has a validity.
It's like the original Kramer versus Kramer. You know, you think of the film of, again, a modern-day depiction of a mother leaving a family, and your sympathies are pulled. But where are yours, Laurie Metcalf? I mean, again, you know, this is a Nora who felt stifled in the original play, and she was. I mean, she had no freedom. She was practically owned by her husband.
Well, Torvald had no freedom either. I mean, I think Lucas likes that Henrik Ibsen wrote about confinements of a marriage and role-playing in a marriage and how society expected it from everyone who entered into a marriage. She was just the one who made a change. It's still a very, very complicated issue. We're doing it 138 years later, and the fact that Nora comes back into the house, how could she possibly have, let alone been successful, but what has she learned and what has Torvald learned as he's taken the past 15 years to simmer and think about the last argument they had before they split.
And it's definitely this whole play, kind of in a nutshell, is an examination of rules of society and gender. And to go along with what Laurie was saying, Torvald had a terrible tendency to stifle himself. He was so concerned with what society would think, and I think he cut himself off socially, once Nora left, he was left to raise 3 kids, and his existence seemed to me to be his work at the bank and home. I hate to say it, but kind of a gloomy guy.
Well, and as Nora likes to point out to him, Torvald, you're constipated.
He makes himself constipated. He does it to himself.
Well, let's listen to a little of a scene with the two of you. This is further on into the play, and now you're addressing past hurts as well as present ones. a couple with a history but who haven't seen each other. It starts with Laurie. Nora, let's listen.
Also, here's another thing that bothers me. You don't get angry.
Of course I do.
Maybe once you ever...
Right now I feel angry.
Right now you're angry.
You're damn right I am.
No, I don't believe that you are angry, that you're in it, that you're inside the feeling of feeling angry. I think you're just outside of it looking at it like, oh, there's some interesting thing. You don't act. Constipated.
Oh, shit.
There's that word again. Chris Cooper, the great Ben Brantley quote about your performance, he calls you a stoic time bomb who's still wondering why he was never allowed to have that conversation with Nora that she seemed to long for in their last moments together 15 years earlier. That's a part of it as well, that he seems confused about, why couldn't I be the man that she wanted me to be?
Well, I wouldn't disagree about that. Over the years, he has collected points to argue. When they face off, yes, he didn't know how to express himself to Nora. He, again, so shut himself down, he didn't confront the problems that were before them. Now, at this 15 years later, when they're face to face, they have the opportunity to tick off the different things that drove them apart, and if they would have faced them and talked about them and spent time with them, they may have saved the marriage.
Mm. Laurie, I didn't know, but thank goodness for Wikipedia. Ibsen actually based this, A Doll's House, on the life of real friends of his, a couple, Laura and I think Victor, and they had some of the same problems that Torvald and Nora ended up having in A Doll's House. There was a financial problem. She had to write forge a check for money. In real life, when Victor, her husband, discovered about a secret loan that she got, he had her committed to an asylum. You know, very sad. But she did return to her husband and children, and she did become an author. And when you are thinking about her, how are you either the real Laura? What a terrible story, being committed.
Mm-hmm.
Or Nora,
mm-hmm.
the fictional woman, feeling she had to leave, walking into this abyss. How did you find that pain and that fear?
I like Nora and I root for her because she has remained really passionate about not only discovering herself, but also trying to bring more equality into her small world that she's gone out to explore. She's become successful. She's very opinionated. She cares about what other women in her same position are going through, let alone her now grown daughter, who she's surprised has a very different take on marriage than Nora.
Nora does meet her now grown daughter, and that's a scene where your character could really have come across as the villain. You know, here's the daughter she abandoned confronting her. What were your thoughts going into that?
That has always been a really tricky scene. Emmy is grown now and engaged herself. And in the 15-minute scene that we have together, it crackles with a lot of not passive-aggressive behavior, but it's two strangers who have some sort of a history. And the younger one is trying to not let on about whatever damage happened, maybe. Mm-hmm. And the mother is trying not to see what happened with these abandonment issues that the daughter's grown up with.
And I was just wondering, I know one thing about the stage, you have, you know, won Emmy Awards for your television work, and Chris is an Oscar for adaptation. But this is the stage. People wait for you at the door. Do they say to you, how could you, Laurie Metcalf? I mean, she left her children.
I have not heard that.
Yeah.
What it has done is sparked a lot of conversations between mostly married people. I guess I would hear from couples mostly. And a lot of people say that they want to come back and see it again because it's so dense and so the ideas are flying fast and furious. Like a sporting event, the crowd actually cheers when somebody lands a really good point. Mm-hmm. And there's so much humor in it. I know that the subject matter doesn't sound funny, but Lucas has done a wonderful job of making it so fresh.
And the demographic of people who are coming to this, a lot of younger folks who really, really relate to the daughter, Emmy, what Emmy has gone through, motherless, and those feelings of being abandoned. Unfortunately, there's a big group of young folks who really relate to that.
Because, does it sound funny?
Yeah. Well, you know, those are the two masks. Laurie Metcalf, Chris Cooper, both up for Tony Awards for their roles in A Doll's House Part 2, Lucas Nath's sequel to Ibsen's A Doll's House, rocking Broadway. Laurie, Chris, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
Thank you, Robin.
Sure.
Thank you.